Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We welcome you to CUTV News Radio Live. A pleasure to have you with us here on CUTV News Radio. We are live worldwide. It is 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, coast to coast, and, of course, Canada. And we welcome our global audience here on CUTV News Radio Live. We are continuing our exclusive series of conversations with somebody actually I had an opportunity to meet personally when we did a television video interview in the studio in the Northeast, and it was a real pleasure. We had a wonderful time, covered a wealth of topics, and the television video interview actually available on the CUTV news sites and our guests' sites and social media, things of the nature as well. But we want to let you know as well, in addition to the show being live, we also archive all of our shows. So this episode and all of our shows you can hear on demand as well on our websites and social media and iTunes and Stitcher Radio, as well as on our guests' websites and social media as well. And our guest is corporate consultant, speaker, aspiring author, and president of I Love Nature, Holly Wells. She is based in Chicago. Holly aspires to lead by example and to help other executives in their companies by taking a more full-bodied approach to leadership and separating complex issues, sort of breaking them out and breaking them down in order to better address and devise implementable win-win solutions. Sharing the tools that she's developed and focusing on sustainable leadership, well, that feels in alignment with her life experiences and her passion, she says. She's also determined to continue advocating for a sustainable planet where people are able to eat healthy organic foods and stay fit and rejuvenated. Holly is certified as an eating psychology coach, stressing it's all about collaboration of mind, body, and spirit. And she uses all of this in her work as a corporate consultant, speaker, aspiring author, and president of I Love Nature. We're going to define what I Love Nature is all about. It is pretty cool. I know all about it, having interviewed her previously. But if you think it has involvement with nature, you are correct. Holly says her philosophy for crafting great leaders is really focused on respect. All of this comes from the top in any organization. A leader must absolutely respect themselves and the people around them. When employees feel valued, they will come to you with ideas that could be a fantastic outcome. All resourceful ideas don't always come from the top down, Holly says. She says rewarding your employees by giving them a vacation ideally creates a more productive employee, an example of a win-win solution, seeing the bigger picture. With that, I think I'm going to be making a few phone calls after this show and scheduling a vacation. Let's welcome back Holly Wells, because she's a bundle of enthusiasm and passion. She helps people reclaim their self-love, helps them follow their passion, and helps get people ready to take themselves to their next level of success, because she's a big believer in positive attitude. And she says you have the power to make work and your life more genuinely enjoyable and successful, where you can become the role model you always wished that you had. Create inner harmony, lead with strength and purpose, and we all have something to contribute to the world we live in. It's a simple choice. What will you contribute? She's a catalyst for positive change, a conduit, a facilitator, and we're so happy to have her with us here exclusively as we continue our series here on CUTV News Radio. Again, it is Holly Wells, and I had the opportunity to chat with her in the studio. It's wonderful. We're going to call out to her now and welcome her to CUTV News Radio Live. We get into
Hello.
A really good interview. And here's our special mystery guest. It's Holly Wells of I Love Nature. How are you?
I'm great. My cell phone, again, I don't know. I don't you ever use my landline. I absolutely apologize. I swear this is on the charger since I've last used it. I guess I knocked it off somehow.
That's it. Well, the whole weekend you'll be binge charging, I'm sure, for the next episode.
I will. And I worry that this, I'm not sure at the break if we could somehow get onto my other line, but well, I'll speak till this one seems to run out of power.
Yeah. And if anything happens, I'll just continue telling people more about your amazing work, as I was just doing leading up to it. We talked last week about your background, your passion, your inspiration, why you love coaching, what executive coaching means to you, some of the expert advice you've given. I'd love to slide into, and I did a little preview about I Love Nature, what I Love Nature actually is, and why you feel it's critical to connect to nature, and how this actually, believe it or not, coincides with a person becoming a great leader.
Right. That's a great question. If I can remember what I just thought my initial answer, this will be a fantastic journey. So I think it really comes down to...
let it ride.
I really am an advocate of personal growth. I really feel, and that's what kind of leading on last week, we were really talking about what I think makes a great leader and just an executive and all around intentionally grounding yourself in your life, and whether it be at work or just in other circles of area of your influence. So I think, again, taking into account, you know, time management is everything. It's really what we choose to do with our time that counts. Just like I think, you know, I always try to say, you know, everything is really energy. We're all energy. So how do you want to do that? Again, always changing your energy. Try to focus on the positive, again, avoiding the negative, and giving your power back to things that you don't want to give more influence and energy into. So on that note, again, of personal growth, I just really am able to, through my insomnia, as we spoke about before, I have the power of being able to work my job, have my social time, you know, do whatever. I have my commitments, as we all do. And I have, like, this extra bonus time, if you want to call it that. I've turned, you know, lemons into lemonade. I couldn't sleep. So instead of, you know, being angry and frustrated that I couldn't sleep, get up binge eating, watching bad TV. I mean, there's so many things you could do with that time. What I've chosen to do is use it for personal growth, be it reading a book, doing like online education courses, and anything I find interesting. I just think it expands your knowledge. So I think I have this really good round education and knowledge that I really feel, I call it open source. That's what, again, I Love Nature, to circle back to your question. How I started it was I had the luxury, again, not only of my insomnia, which I do not recommend, but I would recommend, you know, taking at least a vacation, sabbaticals if possible, you know, if you're able to do that in your life, in your, you know, career. I think it's just really great to slow down and just reconnect your boundaries and your space and get really attuned to your health and what really makes you tick. Because I think rounding and grounding that whole person and then bringing that back into the world is where we all are creating and connecting, and it's just organic, and it's just harmony, it's balance.
I'm a Libra, harmony and balance are what we're all about. I think you and I had discussed that. So when you say harmony and balance, I'm like, yes, sign me up. So I Love Nature, and that's E-Y-E. The purpose of using the word I as opposed to the letter I, I've always been fascinated about that. I don't know in all the times we've chatted if I've ever asked that. Describe why you use I. Is it sort of keeping an eye, watching, observing, soaking up life, or the use of the word I in I Love Nature?
Yeah, I think I'm losing you, so that's a bad sign that my battery might be failing. So you might have to call me on my cell where we chatted earlier before the show. But the I was literally, it's all those things. Now I realize it connects with the I of wisdom, of course. But really why I...
Yeah. Yep, you did disappear. So what we're going to do is we've got that backup number. We always have it when you are on the air live anywhere on television or radio, you always have to have backup numbers, backup technology, backup plans. So we are going to call Holly direct via this other alternative number we have here. Studio is doing that, and we are going to dial that in now. Obviously, she's got an issue with the... It's usually you have issues people have issues with their cell phones. Our producer and assistants are dialing it out now here, so we'll get that together in a second. But we are talking with Holly Wells, and as you can see, she is a bundle of energy, isn't she? She's really passionate and enthusiastic about what she does. And we'll have her back on in 2 seconds. We'll start dialing. She'll jump over the coffee table and the cat, and there she is. Welcome back.
Yes, my apologies.
Good to have you with us.
So,
that's okay. That's okay.
I was just answering the question about
I love nature
yes,
in the
answering,
eye. Yeah.
Yes, and so it really came down to when I was on one of my, as I recommend, taking a sabbatical or a vacation. This happened to be on both of those things for myself. It was during one of my sabbaticals, and I was on quite a four-day, I'll call it vacation. It certainly was a personal vacation for me. And I had found this online, as I find it is a great tool. It was a sacred water blessing ceremony in Arizona. I think it was in 2013, down on some of this fantastic land. Clearly, it was by a water area that we were going to have the ceremony. And so I went down there again. I had the luxury, because I was not working, to do this personal journey and just self-exploration and just really give homage to nature and connect with it, as I was suggesting in my embracing of connecting with nature. So on this journey, again, it was just relaxing, just really connecting, learning from the 13 indigenous shaman grandmothers that throughout the day were just, you know, expanding their knowledge and just, you know, were gathering and telling stories. And it was just a really great event. And so during one of our just downtimes, I was just sitting by the river and meditating, and I had asked for a sign because I was, this was something so bizarre for my corporate life, et cetera, just to slow down like this and really lock into nature. And I'm like, is this something that I should really be expanding more time and connecting more of my efforts and integrating into my life in such a more meaningful way? And I saw an eye, and it winked at me, and I thought, oh, that's it, that's it.
That's exciting. I tell you, you really are a bundle of energy and enthusiasm, and that transfers to the clients that you work with. Let's talk about those sessions. What is a Holly Wells I Love Nature session like? It's got to be something really, really super and exciting and positive and enthusiastic. If somebody's connecting, somebody's listening to our show right now from anywhere, and they want to experience a session with Holly, is there any prerequisite? Do they have to do anything in advance? Just be ready to change their life, I guess, for the positive. And then take us through those first steps of what a session is actually like when they first connect with you and they have that very first session with you.
Yes, that's a great question. So first, logistically, the way they would get in contact with me now is this is very organic, and so I'm just now exploring and stepping and embracing this change of moving into this area of becoming a life coach. So at the current time, the way to contact me is through my ilovenature.com website and actually the contact page there, that it will send an email and trigger a conversation and communication directly with myself. I get every message that goes through there. So that's logistically how to contact me. But then the next step, what it would be, is I could write back to you, and definitely there is a questionnaire and something that I would like you to fill out. It's just a self-assessment. And to me, that's the best way. Then you send that back. I can just review that. It takes like an hour or so of my time, your time to fill it out. So we both expended 1 hour's worth of time. Then we schedule our phone conversation. Again, it can be Skype, Zoom, something like that if you prefer. In person is fantastic if that happens to work out. And then we go over it, review it, and then we decide, are we a fit? Do we resonate? Do you have something that you really want to do? Does it resonate with what I feel is my life mission? And then it's a match, and then we start negotiating.
That's terrific. Collaboration, obviously, in all aspects of life, and I'm thinking about this, obviously, it is a collaboration even during a session. The client has to want to participate. They have to want to, you know, take responsibility for their own life. They have to want to make change. And sometimes making change isn't always so easy, is it? How do you work with folks who maybe they have a little resistance, or they're sort of stuck in their way, or they are fearful of change and of traveling down roads unknown, yet all things that could lead to a happier, healthier, more fulfilling, satisfying life. But folks who maybe aren't as gung-ho about, let's do this, I'm ready, sign me up, more of folks who are like, they're, you know, treading lightly.
Yes, fantastic. And I think that's one of the topics that I really love is really that's the first step is getting a client and myself was to realize my attitude towards change, to actually embrace change, to not avoid it, don't fear it. You know, people, you know, our self-doubter, that's what I call it, like to my my inner critic, my doubter. Your self-doubter tells you all these horrible things could happen when you take on something new. For example, my phone situation, which is uncanny, but anything can happen and you can take you down, just disarm you and take you down a spiral, or you can just embrace change, dust yourself off and keep going forward. So I really think that it's how you even think about change, because think about the opposite. This is how it's easy to get those people who you mentioned might be stuck and really in fear mode. I always like to say, okay, I understand both of those things, and I've been there. We always kind of pivot back and forth between, of course, embracing change and then kind of stepping back, which is good. You need to integrate. But what's the opposite of embracing change? It's stagnation. So now it's nothing is changing. So if your life is in such harmony and bliss that you don't want a thing to change, bless you. You do not need to be a client of mine. But otherwise, again, if you just want to move forward and tackle any area of your life, and again, that's why I have you fill out this questionnaire, because then we really focus on those areas or that change or maybe this new desire or project that you're so close to, but you know, can't get yourself across the finish line out of fear. It could be a real obstacle or it could be like self-imagined. You know, we do a lot of things, as I mentioned, in our mental mind that are really holding us back that aren't even true obstacles.
Collaboration is extremely important in all aspects, like I was mentioning, obviously, within a session. But why do you feel overall in life collaboration is so extremely important?
I really think it helps with the pool of knowledge. If you're actually trying to answer any situation or find a solution to any crisis, I think it just expands the wisdom in the group and the options and the resources. With one of you, you have your own knowledge and your own bank account and your own means of being in one place at a time. Even through the network of today, you can maybe make yourself beyond 24 hours, but it's not the same. Whereas if you're actually collaborating with a team or a bigger circle, now you have other people's life lessons. You have a differing opinion set. It's good and it's bad because they can expand and add to what your knowledge base is, or they could keep you from going down a rabbit hole, something that, you know, one little tweak and you have a great idea that's an amazing idea. So I think that's why collaboration is so important. And just for your mind, body, and spirit. Mentally, you're going to have, again, ups and downs. And if you're in a team, sometimes you're up and sometimes you're the one picking other people up. So I highly recommend it.
How do you feel your skill sets set you apart from other executive coaches? I mean, there's a lot out there, but and I can tell just from, you know, having met you and chatted with you multiple times, your enthusiasm, as I've mentioned several times during this interview, and your passion and your thirst for life and really wanting to help people and inspire them is set in stone. But in terms of some of your other incredible skill sets, what do you think sets your approach and your perspective and effectiveness apart from others that might do something similar out there, Holly?
I actually haven't thought about that at all. That's a really great question. So honestly, I don't know it's what's setting me apart. It's only that I can authentically do what resonates with me. And so what I've really found to me as a person is that I just resonate with just combining and celebrating and honoring the harmony of nature and humanity. And so I'm just putting that across all walks of life.
That is terrific. That's again, it's an approach that is unique and special. Talking about leadership, people in management, which, again, dealing with that is a specialty of yours, why do some leaders or people in management, why are they sometimes not always attuned to your philosophy of how they should lead their employees?
Well, everyone leads in their own way, and that's their right to do so. That's really what I embrace, and that is what I think is honors everyone. As I was just saying, that to me, honoring myself is this journey, but everyone has their own style, and every situation calls for different management styles, so that is also to be in effect. But this personally is just my journey, and I feel it takes on all aspects. Again, as I mentioned, I really try to look at the big picture, and I just think in today's world, with everything that's just going on, there's just, at one point, I like to embrace both sides of everything, the polarity of it. That's what our world's journey here on the earth is about. But really, everything is in this hurry up, get up, everything, we're like, everything is rushed 24-hour, and yet on the other hand, everything, you need to slow down and relax. And again, that's my philosophy of coaching, is that's one of my certifications, is I'm an eating psychology certification through Mark David's school. And he is a nutritionist. He's actually helped create supplements. So he really goes down. He's written many books. He's been in this business for decades. And he really just supports, he calls, you know, it's the slow down diet. And he really just has the methodology of just, you need to slow down and relax. And so I realize we do need to do that in times of the day, but you also need to realize that in today's world, it's fast paced. We're all interconnected and we have such real world crisis going on. And I think that it's good to slow down, ignore that, you know, get in harmony and know, you know, enjoy your day, take time to celebrate. It's one of my founding principles of I Love Nature, but I think you need to be aware of what's going on around you. And it's real life things that we need to tackle and find solutions and become sustainable energetically and just treat ourselves as better human beings.
Which I tell you, that is the statement of the year, if not the decade, if not the century, that we definitely need to do, treat each other as better human beings with more respect and you know, sign everybody up for that one. Why do you feel also passionate about being healthy in terms of eating organic, staying fit? How does that affect folks in their careers? I imagine helping with energy levels, stamina, ability to focus and think clearly, things of that nature, right?
Yes, I think it's all of those things. And I just think you're a healthier person. You have all exactly that, the stamina, and you're just from a grounded place. It's what you put in your body as fuel. Think of any machine that you have, the quality of gas that you put in it. It helps the engine move smoother. So think of your body as a machine. So if you put in quality, fresh organic produce and you actually eat that and you get the really nutrient dense energy and fiber out of that into your system, and all of your cells are absorbing that, your mind is mentally alert, your actual body is awake, it's sending energy, you're sending your blood flow throughout all your circulation. So yeah, I think you're more alert, you're taking in all the cues around you, you're really engaging in what's going on. I think your mind and your body and senses are all firing. So yeah, I think you're just like tackling light on all cylinders, and you're just like taking on life, presenting yourself in your best way. So if you know that life is energy and really all we're living in the now moment, and you want to create your best self and project your best self into the future, be it yourself personally or your organization, don't you care what you're doing in this moment? Don't you care and think that what you put into your body really factors? So I just embrace eating healthy and just celebrating your body as, I don't know, your body is a temple.
Mm-hmm. It really is. It really absolutely is. And when people realize that, then, you know, it really changes everything, doesn't it?
It does.
You are also very you believe in consuming less. Define that for us. Does that mean going through your closet and paring down, sort of living? You know, a lot of people are looking towards more of a minimalist sort of way of living. Millennials are, and other people are just looking at, you know, everything that they have, and do they want all of this stuff around them? How do you feel about all that? That's sort of a little bit more of a cleaner, less cluttered, minimalist approach. Do you find that there are benefits to that?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I know that there's benefits to decluttering both your life and your mental mindset. And that's why, you know, feng shui, I'm probably saying that wrong. Everybody says it many different ways, you know, that Asian,
yeah,
you know,
right,
culture of energy chi. Yeah, so to arrange your furniture, et cetera, so that everything follows a pattern, you have the best energy, and, you know, everything's important. If you have certain substances, again, it comes down to the resonance of, you know, wood versus metal and sharp objects, you know, all of this stuff matters. So I just find all of that to be fascinating.
So what is a typical day for Holly like? In terms of how you go about your day with clean eating and consuming less and being healthy, so people have an understanding of you walk the walk and talk the talk. You live this every day of your life.
Well, that would probably be, I could certainly do that, sum it up pretty easy this week. Again, when I'm on my corporate job, I do work Monday through Friday, so I have a condensed schedule, working my 40 hours in, so I work 10-hour days on the job. Then I have, of course, my commute time. I have my alone time, both, you know, my either meditation when I wake up, whatever I want to do before I get to work. You know, I like to, you know, pet my dogs. It gets me in a good mood to start the day and the right positive mindset. Then you get to work, again, trying to, even though if I don't even have time, again, to take time for lunch to actually go somewhere, at a minimum, I like to get up, at least walk outside, go to my favorite Freshie, nice plug for them, and just get like a really healthy smoothie and something that like a light salad, because even if I can't eat it at my desk, I put it in the refrigerator and I'm going to eat it later. And invariably, if I'm working really late, I might have it as a snack at, like, you know, 6 o'clock. So it's like a pre-dinner.
Right.
I'll have a light salad, half, you know, side salad. So, and then I'll come home and again, try to like have some downtime, walk again, the dogs, we actually get outside other than, you know, getting to and from work in my busy day. I'm not having that much outside time. So I love to get outside. And literally when I'm walking around just my neighborhood, I like, you know, want to take time to really look at, you know, the nature and the trees and just embrace my neighborhood.
So
before
it's really
going home and just relaxing and, you know, getting ready to, yeah, kind of do another meditate, assess my day, get ready for the next day, you know, so it's kind of like another meditation. So you kind of bookend it. So between like the end of the day and the beginning of the day, I think it's important to have, at least for me, it's like my assessment personal, maybe it's my own personal cheerleading session. I kind of like organize, get my list together, you know, kind of give myself a good have at them and get ready to start my day in my attitude so that, you know, the first thing that hits me, I don't like react right away in a really negative way because I already have my agenda set and my whatever. So I hope that I'm trying to maintain my focus before being like pushed off guard by someone, could be unthoughtful and offhand comment that I'm even maybe taken the wrong way, you know. So I just think that's important. That's personally how my day in a nutshell is.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, that's. It sounds like a very full day and a day that, you know, you soak it all in and you appreciate it all and you savor it all and give it back tenfold, which I think is terrific. We're speaking with our very special guest here on CU TV News Radio Live, Holly Wells. She's based in Chicago. She's a corporate consultant, speaker, aspiring author, and president of I Love Nature, which we've been talking about in this particular episode of CU TV News Radio. ilovenature.com, and that's E-Y-E, as opposed to the letter I. That's E-Y-E. I Love Nature is the website. And great place to connect with Holly and that is the ultimate place to really make the initial connection, right, if they want to know about all of the wonderful resources that you have and sessions and much more. Right, Holly?
Absolutely. Love to hear from you. Give me a contact.
Fantastic. It's ilovenature.com. Holly, thanks for joining us here on the show. It was a real pleasure, as it always is. We look forward to speaking with you again and delving in even deeper. But we thank you for joining us on this episode. It was pleasure, as it always is. Thanks for being with us today.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You have a great weekend. Take care. Holly Wells of I Love Nature. Again, check out the website, ilovenature.com. Isn't she a bundle of energy? She sure is. Really passionate, very inspirational, and somebody that I think you would love to connect with. She can really help turn things around for you. She has for so many. This is Jim Masters. thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, for the entire team here at CU TV News Radio Live, we appreciate your being with us for this show and all of the episodes of our broadcast series. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day and a great weekend.
You've been listening to CU TV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CU TV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.